one of the great revolutions that are coming for the human race is something that is so rare in our history, and that is a balance. The revolution of balancing between the irrational and the rational, the subjective and the objective. And right now we seem to either be all listening to one side of our perception or listening to the other side and talking beyond each other. The people who call themselves skeptics and cynics clothing and the people who just blindly believe in anything they're told,
yes,
are two extremes. And in a way, extreme is something we're much more familiar in our history than any other, than balance. Balance and harmony is almost an alien concept. And yet the whole thrust of the future, it takes no prophet to see that in our near future, the biggest issue we're dealing with is to find a balance, to find a harmony with our earth, with our climate, with each other. And there seems to be certain forces in this quickening that I would like to coin the phrase as the forces of the old humanity, which is coming to an end, because we are now in a new age where a new kind of humanity is about to be born in the next century. And what often happens is the old never, rarely ever, surrenders to the new without a fight.
Well, explain to me what you mean by a new humanity. A new humanity in what way? Well, now we're all familiar with, human emotions, you know, anger, envy, jealousy, happiness, joy. I mean, all of these different human emotions that make us all up, how are they going to change?
Well, they're not going to change, but something is going to awaken that's deeper than all of that. All of those issues in the future will be seen as part of the personality, the ego. That in the future, people, as they become more scientifically involved in studying the paranormal, they're going to discover that there is a being, a consciousness that uses the body-mind structure, but is not of the body-mind structure. It's almost like this. If I was to describe a metaphor for where we are today, the old mankind believes that they are one with their car, which would be the body and the mind. They believe that they're so identified with it because they're trained to be identified with it. In the future, because of the crises that are coming in now and through the next 50, 60 years, are going to be crises that evoke a change of habit or a dropping of habits that have gotten us to a point of destruction.
It's going to take something really big to do that.
Well, yes, and there's several things on the front. One of them being the potential of a widening of the war in the Middle East, as far as that goes, and how that relates to the center of most of our fossil fuel resources. And there's also the definite quickening of ecological and climatic changes, which as far back as the early 90s in my books, I was saying that the scientists are being too cautious, that what's coming is far sooner than what they project. The 3 to 7 foot rise in the oceans back then they thought would happen in the 2100s, and now it's more looking like the mid-21st century. Now some people are saying perhaps even sooner.
So all those climate model critics were correct?
Well, the climate model critics who, I wouldn't say they were correct, except that they were... it's good that the scientists were cautious and not alarmist, but now what we're seeing is there's these big surprises that are coming into the sequence. I mean, intuitively, people who look into the future could see the thing coming, but could not objectively tie it in with objective reality. But now we're discovering since the last 10 years that the tundra, once it warms up, this huge carbon sink or storage area of some of the most large amounts of methane and CO2 gas is now venting into the atmosphere and cascading a faster change of climate than anyone expected. And of course, fortunately with objective science, is that once new data comes in, they can then change their views. And unfortunately for us, we are not even within a 10 year, decade grace period anymore. We're now looking at 8 years from now, some scientists are saying, before we see the triggering cascading points where oceans begin to rise, the climate goes out of control. I mean, one of the most important reports from last year was that the great conveyor belt of the ocean currents had stopped for a while in December.
It split and stopped, yes.
Yeah, and this is significant, far more significant than Iraq or Anna Nicole Smith or anything else that seems to focus our attention, because it means the very world that we live in and on is becoming undermined, and we have no other place to go. And this is far more significant than any of the problems we have politically or socially. And, you know, just the, for instance, just the simple reality that as many prophecies that I've studied, and I've talked with you since the 1994, we've been bandying back and forth prophecies, many prophecies from all over the cultures and histories of mankind that collectively foresee a rise in the Earth's oceans. And, you know, if you have a rise of even several feet, if you have a rise of 10 feet, that means all the ports are inundated. That means the ships cannot unload their cargoes. That means a complete disruption of the food flow of the world.
All of that, yeah.
Yeah, and just a few feet of ocean rise.